Well, Israelis go to the polls tomorrow. What effect will Prime Minister Netanyahu's pledge to annex Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank have on voters? This is land Palestinians and peacemakers hope will be a future Palestinian state. And the promise from Netanyahu has been widely condemned around the world as one that may win him last-minute votes in his tight race for re-election, but will jeopardize a long-term peace agreement with Palestinians. Aaron David Miller is here, a Middle East Program Director at the Wilson Center and past advisor to Democratic and Republican administrations. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. But how is this settling in Israel? Who is Netanyahu wooing? Give us the context of, you know, what's on the ground politically in Israel right now.
I mean, I think the context is that Benjamin Netanyahu is in the fight for his political, his legal, and his politically existential life. Likud has ruled the 42 years since Menachem Begin laid claim to the party in 1977. 31 of those years has been dominated by Likud governments. Mm-hmm. Only twice has Likud lost to two former Israeli chiefs of staff, Ehud Barak on one hand and Yitzhak Rabin on the other. And now Netanyahu is facing in Benny Gantz a man who is the quintessential Israeli, deep military experience, decorated war hero, child of Holocaust survivors, grew up on an Israeli agricultural settlement. So Netanyahu now, I think, is prepared to do just about anything in order to win. He's appealing to small right-wing parties on the grounds that only he can protect the integrity and unity of the land of Israel, and promising to annex not just the settlement blocks, which I might add, the previous two or even three administrations in Washington have basically agreed would somehow be attached to Israel through a peace negotiation with the Palestinians. Mm-hmm. He's also promising to annex Israeli settlements beyond the barrier, which are probably another 105,000 Israelis. So whether this is political expediency, a direction of things to come, is unclear.
Well, you mentioned Benny Gantz. He leads the centrist Blue and White Alliance. His coalition slightly ahead in the polls. As you said, this is just a squeaker for Netanyahu, who is facing corruption and bribery charges, not expected until the end of the year. But that cloud is hanging over him as well. But what is the thinking in Israel? What is the sympathy towards future negotiations for the two-state solution?
I mean, I think in theory, the idea of a separation from the Palestinians, in theory and on paper, still generates a credible degree of support, but simply not as much momentum and as much steam as it used to. I think most Israelis, the polls suggest, don't believe such a solution and settlement is possible. With the right leadership, Israeli and Palestinian, perhaps movement towards such an outcome is possible. But I think momentum has been replaced by inertia. And the reality is the Israelis control, since Oslo, 60% of the West Bank. Yeah. Now they control 60% of the West Bank.
Yeah.
And that reality, frankly, has not only proven to be manageable for most Israelis with respect to the security situation, but both economically and diplomatically, there have simply been very few consequences. Israel now has relations with over 160 countries in the world. This prime minister has personal relationships with Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump. So the notion that somehow the Israelis can't proceed with retention of these territories, otherwise they're going to become some sort of pariah, simply has not proven the case. The reality, Robin, is the future of a democratic Jewish state is on the table. That's the real danger. And I think that's a danger that somehow most Israelis have rationalized is out there somewhere, but it's simply not now.
And just in the minute we have, what do you mean by that? Because Israelis have seen themselves as, you know, a Jewish and democratic country. What are you saying about the second part of that?
Well, I'm suggesting that the occupation, and that's exactly what it is.
In the West Bank.
Not that the Palestinians aren't partly responsible for the dysfunction that exists in the absence of a credible peace process. But the reality is, if in fact you move to a situation which there's no separation from the Palestinians, the Israelis maintain control over 2.6 million Palestinians in the West Bank, de facto control in the sense that they control what comes in and out of Gaza. That's another 1.6 million, quarter of a million Palestinians in East Jerusalem.
We have to wrap up here, but you're
then
saying
the options are pretty bleak, Robin.
Yeah, that doesn't look like a democratic solution. Aaron David Miller of the Wilson Center, we'll be watching tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.